Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a 10-meter loop. Now, in tests from British Dressage novice level, a 10-meter loop is sometimes included in the test plan. Now, although the exercise sounds pretty straightforward, it's often ridden badly, costing precious marks unnecessarily. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain how to ride a 10-meter loop correctly. So firstly, what is a 10-meter loop? Well, a 10-meter loop is basically a mini serpentine that's ridden between two prescribed markers down the long side of the arena. Now, the exercise is pretty simple when ridden in a 20x60 arena because there's more space, and the changes of bend and direction are spread out over a relatively large distance. However, in the short arena, there's less time to change the bend and the direction, making the movement much more demanding to ride. Now, in dressage tests, the exercise is included in short arenas only, making it deceptively difficult to ride well. So how do you do it? Well, first of all, you need to understand how to ride a 10-meter loop accurately. So the loop begins at one of the quarter markers, so F, K, H or M, and the widest part of the loop must touch X, which is 10 meters in from the track and halfway from the two quarter markers. And the loop must be symmetrical in shape and length and ridden as a series of curves with no straight lines or sharp angles that would disrupt the horse's balance and rhythm. So now let's look at exactly how to ride a 10-meter loop. Now here's an example of a loop between F and M on the left rein in trot. So step number one. Now the movement begins directly at F. And remember that you don't have much space to manoeuvre, so do not allow your horse to drift past the marker. You need to leave the track as your body passes the F marker. So be sure to ride as deep into the corner as you can to maximise the space you have available. So establish left bend through the corner by turning your upper body to the left and dropping your weight into your left stirrup. Now that brings your inside hand away from the horse's neck and shoulder, leading him inward, while your outside hand moves inward and more forward, controlling the horse's shoulder while allowing him to bend uniformly through his body. And step number two is to focus on X and ride towards it. Now a couple of meters before X, change your diagonal and gradually change the horse's bend so that he is clearly in right bend when you reach X at the deepest part of the loop. Now to do that, turn your upper body to the right, dropping your weight slightly into your right stirrup as you do so. And then lastly, step number three, after touching X and as you reach the halfway point before you arrive at M, change your diagonal again and reverse your body posture, turning your torso to the left and dropping your weight into your left stirrup. Now you should reach M with your horse already in left bend, and then you can ride deep into the corner and look ahead so that you're ready to ride the next movement in the test. So now that we know how to ride the 10-meter loop, let's look at some common faults, and we'll also show you some tips on how to fix them. Because the 10-meter loop is probably the most inaccurately ridden dressage exercise in the book. So here are a few of the most common mistakes that are made by riders and some tips on how to fix them. So the first common fault is poor preparation. Now you must ride deep into the corner before you commence the loop, because if you don't, you don't have enough space or time to get all the way to X before you have to return to the track to complete the loop. Now, poor preparation always means that the loop is too shallow, which means that you will receive a very low mark. Now, fault number two is lacking bend. Now, many riders are so intent on getting to X that they forget about showing clear changes of bend and direction, which is the whole point of the exercise. Now, ironically, if you pay attention to establishing the correct bend as you ride through the loop, then the accuracy and the fluency of the exercise will become much easier to achieve. Now, fault number three is not finishing the loop properly. Now, this error usually happens because the rider isn't looking ahead towards the finishing marker. Now, if you don't look where you're going, the horse will have no clue where you want him to go. Now, that often means that the horse returns too late to the track to make the corner, leaving the exercise unfinished, and possibly presenting you with an issue for the next movement. And the last fault that we're going to cover is a loss of rhythm and balance. Because dressage is all about rhythm, and if you don't prepare your horse properly and change the bend correctly, as we've already talked about, then he will probably lose rhythm and balance, along with lots of valuable marks. Now, before we finish this podcast, we just want to make a small note on your diagonal. Now, although you won't be marked down if you don't change your diagonal when riding a 10-meter loop, it's a good idea to do so. Because essentially, you're asking the horse to change his bend and direction of travel as he negotiates the loop. So the change of diagonal is logical because it helps your horse stay in balance and makes your intention clearer. So to wrap this episode up, a 10-meter loop is a deceptively tricky exercise that is frequently ridden inaccurately or incorrectly, so it's well worth practicing at home as a schooling exercise. Now, if you have any other tips and tricks that you would like to share with us, or if you have any other questions about this episode, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.